It is on April 7th at 7:30 in the familiar to us Kylie Gardens. People would think that we have disappeared, but what happened is that a bunch of different groups started hitting particular projects that were of interest to them and forming their own networks and still staying in touch. Now, we're having this General Assembly because it's been a little bit and these things have been going on, and now we think we pretty much at a Light Brigade event. We came to the conclusion that it's probably a good idea to have another General Assembly so that we can get our bearings together and start exchanging those networks and utilizing them to their maximum potential. So that's why we're having the assembly.
And that's this Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned the Tampa Light Brigade. Tell our listeners who might not be familiar about the Light Brigades what they are and what kinds of issues you've been touching on.
Okay, so Light Brigade started in Milwaukee and it was basically a push to get particular messages out. I believe it was a political message. I believe it had to do with governorship and removing Scott Walker. And essentially what happened is that developed into a bunch of people taking these letters, right? So you make these letters out of cardboard backgrounds, poke holes to make particular letters, and then put LED lights in them. And you can rearrange them and make different messages, and that's the premise, is that to stand over a bridge and or a highway and do that. So we've been talking about Monsanto and the bioengineering corporation, who's been genetically modifying seeds and suing farmers for different things. We've been talking about the environment. We're talking about drones. We talk about pretty wide berth of things. And the Keystone Pipeline definitely is one that we've talked about. So it's just whatever we decide to do.
And speaking of Monsanto, there are some days of action coming up, including a major nationwide demonstration next month. What are some things that your groups are doing around Monsanto?
Well, right now there are a bunch of really great people working on a rally in Plant City. And all of this is in planning stages, and any sort of help that people would like to lend to that, if anybody's interested, we'd really appreciate coming out to the General Assembly to talk to these people about this. But there's a rally in Plant City on April 28th, and then the day of action is May 25th, which is the March on Monsanto, and March on Monsanto March. So we're really excited about that, a lot of us, because it's about time for a big march.
April 15th is the day that people file their taxes, and you have some actions coming up surrounding tax day and tax evaders. Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah. Our friend Chris Partridge out of Zephyr Hills, he got an idea from Occupy Light Brigade in Milwaukee, where they made these little sprites on Facebook that looked like Space Invaders, but they were black and white, and it was tax evaders. So talking about different corporations that are jumping their taxes through tax havens in the Cayman Islands, things like that. And Chris basically took off with that idea and just started making sprites and cover photos, and he has a bunch of material, but we're not going to show you what it looks like yet. So we have some teaser images on the Facebook page, and it's tax evaders. And from there, we're going to segue into more images coming out and days of action. Light Brigade is going to be involved with this, doing different actions on tax day and leading up to tax day. I believe it starts the 6th and the 12th, through the 12th, something like that. I don't remember the exact dates, but I think it's like a week of action, more or less, targeting these tax evaders.
And finally, Food Not Bombs, the local chapter, is very active now. You have regular feedings every Tuesday morning. What are the details?
Okay, so they have a feeding at Tuesday morning at 8 o'clock, and they do at Gaslight Park. They do free sharings, targeting homeless populations, but open to anybody because they believe food is a basic human right. They do it all for free. If you're interested in Food Not Bombs and this sort of food activism, you can get in contact with them over Facebook or at their monthly meeting, which is the first Tuesday of every month at 7:30 in Felicitas Coffee House.